Brief periods of light shower and thunderstorm activity will occur across parts of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota as we go forward through these next several days, but no big soaking of rain is likely, and temperatures will gradually warm up. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect to see a little bit of precipitation come and go, but I do not believe that the precipitation will be great enough to reverse the drying trend that is advertised for the region. It may slow it down, but it's probably not going to reverse. So we will see over time the soil slowly firming up. It'll take a while though. The forecast certainly provides a daily occurrence of showers across parts of the region. Today will be the least likely of those days for getting meaningful rain, but it will rain, and we expect to see the precipitation scattering from eastern North Dakota through a big part of Minnesota, including northeastern parts of South Dakota. In fact, by the time we get to tomorrow morning, we expect to see the moisture totals run from a tenth of an inch upwards to about 0.5 inches. Some areas in Minnesota could see something a little bit greater. Now, once we get through the morning tomorrow, we will see again a chance for some additional showers occurring as we go forward through tomorrow afternoon into Thursday morning, but that precipitation will be even less impressive, running from just a trace upwards to maybe a quarter of an inch. There could be a couple of spots in south central portions of Minnesota that could get a half inch, but most of that will be outside the immediate region. Now, we do expect to see the shower activity continuing to come and go, though, as we go on down towards the latter part of this week. The precipitation that occurs on Thursday is not likely to be very impressive at all, though. Just a trace upwards to maybe a couple tenths of an inch, and coverage would be no more than about 15% to 20%. And we'll look for the precipitation to continue to occur once in a while as we move on out into the end of this week. But again, the precipitation is not going to be well distributed. The temperatures will be warming up. We fully expect to see a return of more normalish temperatures for this time of the year. The afternoon highs across the area today will likely work their way into the 80s. We'll look for highs tomorrow to be also in the 80s, and then we'll start seeing a few lower 90s showing up in the Missouri River Valley on Thursday, and then everybody else will still be in the 80s. But on Friday, we'll see upper 80 and lower 90 degree temperatures in most of the region, and that will continue on Saturday, and a little bit warmer perhaps on Sunday. In fact, some of that Missouri River Valley area in parts of South Dakota and maybe a few spots in North Dakota could get into the upper 90s, pushing up close to 100 degrees. Our nighttime low temperatures will be primarily in the 60s as we go forward through the balance of this week, and into the weekend there will be a couple of upper 50s as well. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.